Studio 360.
In the film Jackie, the very first shot is an intimate, floating kind of camera move into the face of Natalie Portman. And throughout the movie, the camera follows Portman's post-trauma Jackie in an almost documentary way, taking us literally under the black veil, around to the back of the pink suit, into the limousine and the Dallas motorcade, up a little too close for comfort and with complete fluidity, not a camera shake in sight. That's due to Steadicam, first used in 1976, and by now barely noticeable to many in the modern audience.
I'm extremely happy that they don't notice it.
Garrett Brown is now celebrating his invention of four decades ago.
I love that it's just part of the fabric of filmmaking, and the skill of today's operators is extraordinary.
Of course, the Steadicam was very noticeable when it was new. It was used, for example, to execute the spellbinding shot of young Danny in The Shining, riding his tricycle at top speed down the corridors and around the corners of the Overlook Hotel. Actually, that was Garrett Brown himself, following the trike in a wheelchair with the camera mounted on his newly created rig. Even before that, Rocky Balboa ran all over Philly, famously climbing the steps of the Philadelphia Museum and raising his arms in triumph. It was a triumph for the character and the camera. Garrett Brown was running right behind him all the way. Brown perfected the Steadicam while in isolation in a Philadelphia motel room. More on that later. He began his unlikely career in the early 60s, in the era of the Smothers Brothers, the Kingston Trio, Chad Mitchell. This was his duo.
Wearing blazers and doing college concerts and singing bogus renditions of folk songs.
That wore thin soon enough.
We were in the second rank. We took the leavings of Peter, Paul, and Mary and so on.
So he sold Volkswagens for a while, tried writing, and then found his way into advertising, where he ran into a verbal sparring partner named Ann Wynn.
Hi, miss. Do you accept the American Express card?
Oh, yeah.
And our badinage in the agency caused one of the agency producers to suggest that we knock off Nichols and May and ad lib a commercial.
Oh, but you do have your American Express card.
Yes.
You didn't leave home without it.
It's in the mail, fortunately.
How lucky. Listen,
the Nichols and May knockoffs turned into a long-running series of national radio commercials for clients like Molson and American Express, and that brought in enough money for him to explore the movie business. It was as a camera operator that he began to think about the idea for the Steadicam, which grew out of his own frustration with the shaky handheld camera work that was on the rise. Brown wanted to be able to execute those shots, but without the shake.
And that's, you know, that's a very pure goal. The inventing act mainly is having a real desire for something and being willing to just fight your way through to get everything you want.
Brown figured he had to separate the camera from the operator's body in some way to allow it to correct for movement, the same way our own brains and eyes correct for the way we walk, giving us a smooth view. He experimented widely, playing with all manner of rigs. He wandered the streets of downtown New York.
I bought aluminum from those marvelous metal places on Canal Street and found a machinist in Philly to bang it together into a sort of T-shaped object with a camera on front and two weights, top and bottom, in the back. And that made incredibly smooth shots.
That was progress, but it was still cumbersome and heavy. And this is where the motel comes in. He took a week off from everything else, including wife Ellen, young child, and all other considerations, and spent it holed up in there. He was desperate to solve it.
It mainly was almost a monastic enterprise. It was just giving myself one chance to think about it. Forcing yourself in that marvelous 4 a.m. alpha wave time, you know, when ideas and solutions flow if you're just lying there comfortable and thinking about things.
After a week, time was up. And he had something. It made use of a gimbal, a time-honored device that permitted, for example, lamps on board a ship to remain stable on a rocky journey, among many other uses, a stabilizer.
When it finally became a physical object, when a wonderful old machinist had made a prototype from my models and sketches and all this, and I started running around with it, it suddenly became clear that it was better than anything that I'd had before.
The next step was to sell it.
Ellen and I ran around all over Philly shooting impossible shots, which of course was super easy with the Steadicam. Impossible because we're looking straight ahead and running and there are no rails. We're on a vehicle, but you see no bumps from the road.
One of the most striking of those was a shot of Ellen exuberantly running up the steps of the Philadelphia Museum, which shot was later more or less reproduced with Sylvester Stallone for the film Rocky. After that, hundreds and then thousands of feature films found ways to use it. Once the Steadicam began to catch on in the movies, television picked it up. The West Wing used it to solve the problem of how to move characters around the corridors of power. The celebrated walk and talk shots.
Charlie, does somebody have my remarks?
Sam's bringing them, Mr. President.
Those couldn't have been done without it.
Yes, sir.
Why aren't they here right now?
Yes, and ER before it made wonderful use of it.
And then everybody started to do it.
Once it's been done 1,000 times, of course, it's on us to find new ways into that kind of a shot. And that's still being done. It's still happening, you know.
By now, its effect is sometimes invisible, sometimes dreamlike.
I think it creates a dream in us.
Film writer and historian Eric Hines is a few years older than the Steadicam, but only a few. A careful film watcher and Steadicam contemporary.
I remember growing up without understanding any of what shots were or what Steadicam shots were, but I think that when I would walk through the world and imagine I was living in a movie, I was imagining Steadicam shots. There was something about that. You know, the fact that I'm moving through space. That's me looking at the world anew because of the way the Steadicam shot captures the world.
So here's to the Steadicam. It has certainly changed screen entertainment. It has probably changed us.
Sarah Fischko. That was from Sarah's series on art and culture called The Fischko Files, which is produced by WNYC.